Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is the ministry of reconciliation? What are we telling people? Be reconciled to God. What does that mean? We might say it like this. Get right with God.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody said, but Jesus has already made me right with God. Yeah, but you got to receive it.
Yeah. Amen.
You got to receive it. You won't experience it. No matter that He's done it all, you won't experience it unless and until you believe it. You repent for being hard-headed and going your own way. You acknowledge that God's right.
That's right.
You've been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you
receive.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Receive complete cleansing and washing so that you don't have to have any condemnation or any guilt or any shame. But then you need to walk in the light and stay in full fellowship with Him and stop doing things that take you away from Him.
There you go.
1 John 2, are you there? 1 John 2, verse 15. 1 John 2, 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now, the world, he's not talking about the earth. He's talking about the world system. The world's the ungodly world. If you'll notice, the Bible said Satan's the god of this world, and he is continually trying to get God out of everything so that everything is godless. You know, sadly, God's been taken out of a whole bunch of things in our generation, in our country. It's a bad thing. I said, it's a bad thing. And if the devil has his way, he'd take God out of everything. But we still enjoy some great freedoms too. Here we are, preaching unashamed, believing unashamed. Got full freedom, control over what we believe and how we live. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for this country. Thank you, Lord, for our country. Thank you, Lord, for our freedoms. But He tells us, don't love the ungodly world. Don't love the things, the ungodly things that are in the ungodly world, because if you do, it's a replacement for the love for God. Do you see that? This is His enemy. You don't want to love His enemy. That affects your fellowship with Him. He still loves you, but you love that He hates. You love what He detests. He still loves you. You're still His child. But is it possible for a child and parent to love each other and have a relationship, but no fellowship?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's parents and children hadn't spoken to each other for years. No fellowship. Don't love the world. Don't love the things that are in the world. Now, this is not just, you know, don't love you shouldn't love things anyway, but it's a matter of the ungodly part of it. The ungodly part of it. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Somebody said out loud, I love God.
I love the Lord.
With all my heart,
all my
soul,
all my mind,
all my strength. He said, verse 16, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of the life is not of the Father. That's the problem with it. It's not from Him. It's not of Him. So if we love it, we're loving something that's not Him. But it's of the world, the ungodly world. Verse 17, and the world is passing away. It's foolish to love it because it won't be here but just that much longer. And the lust of it, but he that does the will of God abides forever. He's going to be around forever. And those that love him are going to be around forever. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hold your place there in 1 John. Go back to 1 Corinthians. I know I'm bouncing around a little bit, but the Lord's helping us. What do you think? Yes. He's helping us. Oh, thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I told you wrong. It's 2 Corinthians 6 is where I'd like for you to go. 2 Corinthians 6. Sadly, a lot of Christians and churches and ministries have become much more like the world. And it's not for us to judge anybody, but it's for us to be on the watch. Yes. That we don't do it. Did the Lord say, the scripture say, don't be conformed to this world? So you got to watch when you're making changes to make people feel more comfortable that are coming out of the world. You want them to feel like the place they're coming is similar to the place they left? Do you see what I'm saying? And you got to watch about implementing things from ungodly events and activities into the church. That's right. In the name of making yourself relevant. Yes. Because have you asked the Father what He thinks about it? Have you asked the Lord what He thinks about you bringing that ungodly stuff into His things? We're not to be conformed. We're to be transformed. Hallelujah. We're not to be like the ungodly world. We're to be so different that they don't like it. That the ungodly world doesn't like it. If the world likes you and is okay with how you do everything, you got problems. They didn't like Jesus. They didn't like Paul. 2 Corinthians and 6. And 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship, you see the word there, fellowship, could also be translated communion. What fellowship or communion has righteousness with unrighteousness? What's the answer? None. It just doesn't mix. What communion has light with darkness? Important to remember this phrase. What communion has light with darkness? What's the answer? None. Verse 15, keep reading. What concord has Christ with Belial? Name for the devil. None. What part has he that believeth with an infidel? None. Keep going. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? We've been talking about that. None. Nobody should confuse us for a temple of a false god.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
We don't smoke everything up with incense like they do. Is that right? We don't chant like they do. No. There should be no similarities. He said, I'll dwell in them. He said, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them, walk in them, I'll be their God. They'll be my people. Does that sound like full fellowship?
Yes.
Does that sound like complete communion? This is completely reconciled to God. There's no odds different between you and Him. There's nothing between you and Him. Verse 17, wherefore, what did the Lord say? Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. If the Lord says, that's nasty, leave that alone. Now we're laughing, but I'm as serious as I can be. If the Lord says, child, that's nasty, quit playing with that. What should you say?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Father. Right? Yes, Father. Quit doing that. Look at you. You're all dressed to go to Sunday school? And what did you get into? You're out there jumping in that mud hole. What? Come here. On your way to church, you're jumping in a mud hole. Now we're laughing, but you can be 70 years old and be doing the same thing spiritually. Doesn't mean that God hates you. Doesn't mean that God's cut you off. Doesn't mean you're lost. He's still your daddy. He still loves you, but He doesn't like that nasty stuff.
That's right.
It's like, quit that. Come out of that. Separate yourself from that. Are there nasty things in the world?
Yes.
Spiritually. There's a bunch of defiling, ungodly, unclean, distorted, perverted, twisted stuff that we got no business with. No business listening to, watching, talking about, handling, going there, being a part. And it's not about you being a nice, holy, holy little Christian. This is about between you and your Father.
Yes.
About you having unhindered fellowship with Him.
Yes.
Walking in the light instead of walking in the darkness. He's not in the darkness. He said, come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Keep going. I'll be a father to you. You'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Woo. Keep going. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, I thought the Lord had already forgiven us of all sin and cleansed us from everything. Is this New Testament scripture I'm reading?
Yes.
Are there things we need to remove ourselves from?
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord has already paid the price for it, but we won't access it and enjoy it if we choose to stay in it. Right? No matter how much your mom washes you up and puts the clean clothes back on you, if you go right back and jump in the mud hole again, we got to solve the problem.
Yeah.
What's the problem? You wanting to jump in the mud hole.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.